you knew that there was a store, and they have got in the newspapers this advertisement, buy one, get one free. What will you do? Buy one, get one free. Run to that shop, is it? Yeah, well, that is what we most of the time do. But it's very rare that in a church service that God has given me two sermons, and I'm afraid that today I have got two sermons. So it is buy one, you came for one, and other one is absolutely free. Wonder what is the reaction? We heard two readings, and well done to Brooke. You read very beautifully, my child. One from the Old Testament, and in this church for a few months we have been looking at the Old Testament passages, and then we heard from Luke's Gospel Jesus' words. They were a little bit hard words, but I'm not focusing on them. One day that I will be preaching on that one too, but those sort of words can be easily misunderstood. But what I am going to speak from the Old Testament, that is talking about the nature of God of the Bible. I do not know this first short message who it is for. I will give or deliver as I believe the Lord gave it to me. Then there will be a second short message which will be focused on the purpose of the baptism. In Jeremiah's prophecy, from where Brooke read to us, if you were here last Sunday, you would remember that I presented to you that how the nation, part of the nation of Israel, Judah, they had totally gone astray from God. They disobeyed everything and anything God has commanded. Nation's condition was absolutely in a horrible state, spiritually, morally, government-wise, socially, you name it, absolute disaster. We did read that God even did show some anger towards that condition. But what would God do? God said to the same prophet Jeremiah, get up and go to the potter's house. There I will speak to you. So as Brooke read to us, prophet went, he saw this man or a clay master working with the clay. Prophet, I guess, in my imagination, can believe that very carefully watched, perhaps even wondering that why did you send me here? What, he is just playing with this clay, making a pot, so what? But suddenly something happened, what God did know, and what God wanted Jeremiah to observe very carefully. The potter was making this pot, but the vessel in his hands did not take shape. It just collapsed on him. It was literally ruined, as Jeremiah the prophet recorded. But important is what happened next. The potter did not take that lump of clay and threw it in the corner of his shop or put it in the bin, but as we read, that the potter carefully worked on that same clay, reshaped into another vessel. In other words, you can say that the potter began again from the scratch with the same clay and gave it a shape that was good and would hold its form. We live in a world which is fallen, as the Bible says, and we ourselves are fallen human beings. We get hurt, we hurt others. And yes, there are times, not only on Sunday, but perhaps even more often, that when we are in our Sunday best and we keep a good face, even a smile which says all is well. But inside we know that we are cracking, we are breaking, and in a desperate need for healing. And when there is that desperation for healing, we cry inwardly for healing, but the world out there is such that it even says something further, that we go into pieces inside. We suddenly become reluctant even to ask anybody that I am cracking, I need help, I need healing. Eventually, many come to the point that they start believing that they are beyond repair, useless to God and to everyone else. And unfortunately, there are people out there that who do tell us that you are good for nothing. And the message I have is this, that the God of the Bible, from this passage as you read, says that you are good for me. I had a plan for your life. But yes, the enemy came in, he changed the plans, and through these mockers, he does mock that destroyed image. But hey, the final word, God says, is not with the devil. The final word still remains with you. You are my child. In my hands, I am going to reshape you and make you a vessel which is for my pride, the God, and pride of the world. Don't give up. Don't listen to anyone who says you are good for nothing. God, like that potter, never ever throws in the corner of the church or in the corner of the building or put in the trash. He takes whatever we are and he makes us new. We only need to turn to him and say, Father, I am broken. I need healing. I need your touch. Give yourself in that potter's hand and see what he can do with you. Now, on the same text, that I have few things to mention about the baptism. Is it working? Right, well, let's see. That Dr. Allen, our church warden, he is a very skilled man. He tries to make me a good rector who can operate these sort of things, but you can already see that there are limits. Technical hitch. Yep. It's nice to test the patient, isn't it? Don't worry, we are together in the same boat. But look what Dr. Alex can do. Wonderful. So which one I press to go forward? That one. So we were learning from the story of the potter and the clay. And I think that is one of the most fitting text of the Bible at a baptism service. I didn't particularly choose, but it just happened that it is the reading for today's Sunday. We are, like as I was saying earlier, that all of us, we are like a clay in God's hand, and He indeed is the master builder. He shapes us into something which is great and what He wants us to be. And do you know that like a clay worker, that God has got a wheel as well, which He uses to shape people. And that wheel has got a name. Anybody can tell me the name of that wheel on which God shape people? You, my child. That is potter's wheel. But what is the name of the wheel which is God's wheel? Well, the church, well done. Well done. The church is actually like a wheel in God's hand, which He you place where He brings people and make them something very, very special. But it begins here, and baptism is a good start. Do you ever notice that in traditional churches, the baptism font is near the door? And that is just that it starts there. The work, just imagine, is like on the wheel. It starts at baptism in God's wheel. But work, of course, is done by God. But as I was preparing for this presentation, I found this one very interesting picture, that it is somewhere a statue of Christ. I don't know where it comes from, but it is with no hands. Somewhere, probably in some accident or incident, that hands were broken. And I said that tells something that Christ as such, do you see any hands of Christ, physical hands there? No, but we are His hands. And in baptism case, the number one hands become parents and godparents to shape the person into the likeness of Christ. So Connor's parents and godparents, you are today going to stand here and promise to God that you are going to become God's hand to shape this life into the likeness of Christ. Of course, the work starts like that, that it is a slow process. It doesn't happen in one day. It takes time before people become what God has in their plans. It will be long time before Connor would be one day perhaps playing on a guitar, on a violin, or who knows, one day will be the rector of this church or Bishop of Rochester. Who knows? But you start that journey for him today. Eventually, he will become ready. And can you say that clay master there is pouring something in that pot? And I guess that he is pouring to make the pot, what is the right word? So when it is ceramic, what is some proper technical word?
Glazing. glazing.
Glazing. Thank you very much. It's glazing, so it doesn't leak and it is beautiful pot. Can somebody tell me that what does God pour into us that we become like not leaking but becoming glazing and absolutely wonderful pots? And there is one young hand. Holy Spirit, God gives us the Holy Spirit, so who leads and guides us. And parents and godparents, today the church takes on itself as well that you will not be on your own struggling. We are with you, and church will be praying for this young life that eventually he will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And once we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, yes, to our human eyes we may look still not very attractive parts or not very attractive human being, but to God we become beautiful, ready for God's kingdom. The journey begins today, and eventually it is my hope and prayer with parents and godparents, with the help, support and prayers of this church, by the power of the Holy Spirit, one day there will be finest product ready for God's kingdom. May parents and godparents, God give you all the strength you do need. Amen.